and be glad in it. Be thankful that you woke up. If you made it here today, God is good. And you had the right use of your mind and your body to make it here today. There are many who would trade places with you. I know we all have some issues. We could testify of all of our problems. But we have more blessings to thank God for. If you're visiting with us, you are our honored guests, and thank you for joining us in our worship service here at the Fifth Ward Church of Christ. Our elders will acknowledge all of our visitors close to the end of our worship service. Someone, you might want to roll your window up. There's a black small SUV. Looks like it's fixing to rain in a little bit, and one of the ushers said that your window is down. It's a black small SUV. I have the license plate, but we get a license plate. I don't even know my license plate number. But so if you know that's you, KZV, that's the first letters of your license plate. But God is good. With the first song that Brother Pat sang this morning before some of you came in was Your Grace and Mercy. Your Grace and Mercy. The title of my lesson this morning is The Grace of God. The Grace of God. Your grace and mercy. Sing it with me. Yes. It brought me through. Yes. I'm living this moment because of you. And I want to thank you. Yes.
What? And praise you too.
Your grace and mercy brought. Sing it one more time. Your grace and mercy. It brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. And I want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And praise you too. 'Cause your grace and mercy brought me through. Amen. Amen. Perhaps no subject in the Bible is more misunderstood than that of grace. And but I thank the Lord for His grace. And we sing the same, we sing grace, and I thank the Lord for His grace and His mercy. Because when you study the Bible, you soon recognize that we are not deserving of either. Of either. The word grace, the unmerited favor of God, undeserved, unworked for favor that God gives. And I want to study just a little bit. And as I've been asked a few questions about grace, and I've been wanting to teach a little bit more on it, and so this maybe the study is not quite exhaustive. Not every scripture in the Bible, but the Bible has much to say about grace, and we all need to understand it. One of the things that I've learned from deeper study is that grace, God's grace, has to be taught and received. Listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 1. Now, brethren, we wish to make known to you the grace of God. Paul writing to the church at Corinth. He says, now, brethren, and it's interesting that these individuals are already Christians. He uses the term brethren, a generic term, brothers and sisters. We wish to make known to you. Now, they're already Christians. And he says, we wish to make known to you the grace of God, which has been given in the churches of Macedonia. And so we see here that that some folks don't have quite the full understanding of God's grace. Listen to Colossians chapter 1, verse 5. Colossians 1, 5. Because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Anybody here want to go to heaven? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know we're not ready to die yet, though. Of which you previously heard in the word of truth. So faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. God, that's God's way. I mean, you know, if the world is going to be saved, they need to open their ears up. And the world must be taught. And if the world must hear something, somebody got to teach it. He says this, is of which you heard in the word of truth. Say the word of truth, because there's also word of lies and words of error. And so everything you hear is not the truth. That's why we need to study God's word. He says the gospel. There it is. The good news. The good news. The gospel is the mechanism whereby we hear about God's grace. The gospel which has come to you. Just as in all the world, also it is constantly bearing fruit and increasing, even as it has been doing in you also since the day you heard of it and understood the grace of God in truth. Oh, the mercy. Yeah, yeah. So the gospel message is what gives us salvation. It's the good news that Jesus came, he lived, he died on the cross for all of our sins. And it seems like even when we hear the gospel, we still need to keep learning so we can understand what we have in this grace that God has given us. Listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1. And working together with him, we also urge you not to receive the grace of God in vain. So we can receive with first the grace has to be taught. We have to receive it in the right way. Then after we receive it, we got to keep it. Amen. Yeah, we got to keep it. In other words, this grace can be taken away from us and we can receive this grace. The word he says in vain, it means that You can do something with this grace that makes it not even count. Lord have mercy. Grace is God's free gift. It's God's free gift. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 9. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 9. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works. Now we can't work our way into God's grace. Yeah, we can't. And sometimes we in an effort to try to score brownie points for God, we feel like we can work our way into God's grace, work our way into heaven. But I don't care how many chairs you pick up. I don't care how many people you go visit. I don't care how many prayers you pray. Our lives are still not worthy. You know, I know this is where I need some help because. You know, I try to pray every day. Oh, the mercy. I try. Do you ever forget to pray? Yeah, you might as well admit it. Yeah, you might as well admit it. Yeah, I try to pray every day. And you know what? You know what else I try to do? I try to clear my thoughts. I try to help my thoughts to be pure thoughts at all times. I do. And especially the older I get and I need to be thinking about things that are pure and holy. Amen. Church. Amen. Amen. But you know, as hard as I try, oh, it seemed like some evil thoughts still come to my mind. Anybody relate to that? It seemed like the devil, even when you're in the Lord's house. You here trying to worship God. You here trying to sing the song. And the devil is all playing tunes in your head. Amen. Amen. And you know what? We need God's grace. We need God's mercy to help us to. And see, that's why you can't. I don't care what you do. To reach perfection, to have no sin thoughts, no evil thoughts is almost impossible. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. And Paul says, we're working together with the Lord. We urge you not to receive the grace of God in vain. I hope we don't waste this grace gift. Brother Gary, tell me more about grace. Grace is God's free gift. Listen to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. 2 Timothy 1, 9. Who has saved us? I just read it a few moments ago. And called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity. God knew we were going to mess up.
Yeah.
You know, we're made in God's image, after God's likeness. And I understand if you're a parent, you should be able to relate to this. You're a parent and you have kids, and you know, you want your kids to grow up and be just wholesome and be pure. You want them to do things right. You want them to do things the right kind of way. And you know what? You know, I hope you as parents, especially some of you young parents, and you just cherish as these parents now, they take pictures every day of their kids. Post them online, and they put little captions by my little angel. Amen. I know my daughters, Lord have mercy, I say, y'all take too many pictures. And they just be sending them everywhere. Just, my big boy, my baby. And I guess that's good. I guess that's what you're supposed to do. Love your children. Yeah. And my wife no better. She no better. She takes pictures and sends them everywhere. And they just, you know, when they small, don't they look like little? They look like little angels. Boy, I wish I could just freeze them right there. Oh, yeah, because then, you know, then they get to them, they call it the terrible twos. Anybody got any terrible twos in here now? Yes, they did. When them kids get to the terrible twos, especially these little boys, well, they just start tearing up stuff and pulling stuff down. And some of the, I heard one sister say, look, I think I want to give mine back. Yeah, but you have such high hopes, you know, of your kids, you know. And then they grow and they learn how to, you know, say little nasty little things. And like, no. And stop. And I don't know where they get this from. Look, and not just little boys, little girls. They learn. You have any kids that learn how to bite? They start biting stuff. And you know what else? They bite each other. Maybe my kids when they were young, maybe they bit each other. My kids, they grown now, and I don't. But my grandkids, I'm watching them, and I come in the room, and one of my little grandson had his claws into my granddaughter. I'm talking about was gnawing down on her, and I'm like, boy. And it shocked me, like, where you learn that from? And you know, scriptures say foolishness is bound up in children. And I'm like, and you have such high hopes for them, and you want them to be perfect, but they not. They not. The God who made us, even before eternity, he had a grace plan for us to redeem us. You know, we know the passage, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And he had a grace plan because, see, God gave us free volition. We're not robots, and we're made in his image after his life. You know, do you not know that the angels are not robots? And even some of the angels rebelled against God because God allowed them a choice to serve him. He didn't make them serve. Some didn't want to serve him. And it's the same way with us. God does not twist our arms to do anything. But he loves us and he wants the best for us as we want the best for our children. You know what's so beautiful now, and some of you that's older and you have kids that have grown, they've grown up and you know, they've made their mistakes, and Lord have mercy. Some of the times you had to punish them, and some of the times you just had to, you know, you had to pray for them. Some of the times you gave them some grace and some mercy. But you kept on trying to teach them. And now as they've gotten older, you see that Lord, thank you, Lord, some of that stuff I taught them stuck. And they started making the right decision. And it pleases you and it makes you proud. And the same with our great God who we serve, who gives us chance after chance. How many have had some extra chances from God? See, this is why I know sometimes we, you know, lessons like that, we think, well, why did God make us this way? And why didn't God just make us do what's right? You need to recognize how good God is. If you're sitting here right now, God is good. You've been spared. You've had every opportunity to serve God because he has been so merciful. I know, you know what? I could have been in jail a whole bunch of times. I say a whole bunch of, Brother Gary, what did you do? No, that's what I did. What did you do? I mean, listen, all of the things that we do, some of us, we look like we got it going on, but in secret, we are a big mess. We've done things that nobody knows about but God. So we ought to be able to testify that God is good. Thank you, God, for your eternal plan of grace. And it appeared in his son, Jesus Christ. In his only begotten son. And if you're a human being and you don't have to necessarily be a parent, but you've cared for anybody, you know, love is a love. When you love somebody, that's a strong emotion. And to know that God in his mind says, for my children, all of them, not one of them, I have no respect of person. I don't care where they come from. I don't care what color they are. I don't care what family they come from, how much money they have. I want them all to be saved. And it's going to be through this plan of grace, because I, the creator of the world, I'm going to come down to the world and I'm going to allow my son to go through everything everybody in the world goes through. Why? Because I love everybody. Now, you know, yeah, and I know, I say, you know, I'm trying to love everybody, but you know, it's hard to love. Some people are hard to love. Amen. You know, you can say we love people, but some of us, we don't love. We don't, you know. we love people that love us. Amen. I mean, even when we say it in church, we love everybody. We get in our corner, our own little corner, and somebody pass by and you look at it. We start talking about somebody. We start stereotyping people. It's a shame she like that. And we just, but God want everybody to be saved. And he sent his one and only son. Listen, you got to understand what grace is. To die a horrible death for all of us. And we sing the song, Your Grace and Mercy. See, that's what God's grace is, and he gives this free. Listen to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 that was read in your hearing. For by grace you have been saved. Now, this is wrote to Christian. For by grace, it was God's free gift. God decided to do it. You didn't have anything to do with it. You didn't deserve it. God decided to do it. He says, through faith, you've been given this gift. And if you yet but believe that, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. Nobody can boast, because none of us deserve it. And it was God's choice to give his son. In verse Ephesians 1:7, in him we have redemption. It's how we get back in good graces with God. We have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of the grace. Notice, see, don't think about being with God forever without tapping into God's grace in bringing his son, Jesus Christ, to this world. It is the way, see, I was talking about my thoughts, my evil thoughts, and you say evil thoughts. See, I'm to the point now in my Christian race that I can pretty much control. You know, I'm not going out, you know, getting drunk Saturday nights. I'm not chasing women, and I'm not robbing and stealing anybody. And I think I'm pretty solid. I can make it not doing those things. But some things is hard to control. It's hard. Some things is hard to, you know, you don't. Some things surprise you, don't they? Somebody might have had a surprise this week. The Bible says, let him that think he stand take heed lest he fall. So now I'm saying I got them other things under control, but I might not have those under control. Amen. You come to me and say, Brother Gary, I got this deal. I got this. You can make $1 million, Brother Gary. I can get $1 million. I'm looking at it. I'm going to make $1 million. I got it. It's solid, Brother Gary. Now, how am I going to make $1 million in a week and it's legal? So you know what I need in my mind? I said, just keep on, but that's all right, brother. Leave that alone. But you know, sometimes the devil, you get desperate and you get anxious. You might do anything. Amen. Yeah, some of you know what I'm talking about. But now that the grace of God has appeared and I have obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, I have an advocate, a savior, a father who's faithful and just to forgive me all of my sins and to continue forgiving me all of my sins because I've submitted to the will of God. I submitted that I want to serve God until I die. So now if I trip and fall and if I sin or when I sin, I can go to the Father in confidence. And scripture says he's faithful and just to forgive me of all my sin. Who wouldn't take advantage of that kind? What are you waiting for to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ? Because without it, you have no opportunity. You have no chance of seeing God's face in peace. Because after you get baptized, you still gonna make some mistakes. And so when we sing the song, Your Grace and Mercy, we sing that song now. You know what? I sing it now. I said, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because while I was riding to church today, I had, you get mad this morning. My wife was moving a little slow. And I was doing all right. She was doing all right for a while. Then she got real slow. I got irritated. I didn't cuss. But my thoughts kind of clouded up for a little while. Ooh, and I said, and I thought about my lesson, Your Grace and Mercy. Yeah. I'm going to try to finish this. Listen, notice now. Grace is God's free gift. It's God's free gift. But he don't make us accept it. It has to be received. It has to be received now. I don't want to move too far here ahead, but there is God's universal grace. It's grace for all people. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. Titus 2:11. This is beautiful. For the grace of God has appeared. How did it appear when God sent his son to redeem us of all of our sins? It appeared bringing salvation to some men. Stay with me now. Read your Bibles. To all men, uses the term men. It's the term for men and women. It's the term for everybody. Now, name somebody who has not been given the grace of God. Everybody in the world, Jesus died for everybody. You know, Martin Luther King stood up for civil rights for African Americans and really all people. Gandhi, the great leader who stood up for his people. We have individuals who stand up for that's good, but Jesus died for everybody. And that's who I want to serve. I love politics, you know, politics, Lord, you know, I mean, it, I, Jesus is the way. He's the only answer for everybody. Yeah, and salvation, he's given everybody. So that's God's universal invitation. When Jesus came, he appeared that every person in the world could be saved. But everybody does not receive the grace of God. Yeah, but it has appeared and give everybody an opportunity. One young person asked me one time, "But Gary, why would God, I just can't believe God gonna send people to hell." That's a whole nother sermon. But preaching about, do I need to preach on hell? Maybe not. You know, maybe you don't want to hear that, do you? But it's in the Bible. Yeah, it's in the Bible. Those that have done good shall be resurrected to the resurrection of eternal life. Those that's done evil, they gonna have a resurrection also. Yeah, yeah. And so what are you saying, Brother Gary? Everybody has an opportunity to be saved, but everybody won't receive it. And when we're talking about salvation, we're not talking about time out. We're talking about salvation from the destruction of the world in flame and fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and who obey not the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, Jesus is going to come back one day. And those who reject the Lord will have a place that they're going to be forever, and they won't be with God. So that's the kind of salvation. That's what we're talking about, salvation. But then there's also an individual measure of grace that God gives liberally to those he chooses. Listen to the word of God, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. And so what are you saying? It says each one of us, we receive the measure of Christ's, of the grace of God. Notice this. He says, therefore, it says, when he ascended on high, he led captive a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. See, the word term grace, in some instances in the Bible, is speaking of God's deliverance of whatever talent he's given each one of us. And some of us he's given the same talent, some of us he's not. Like Brother Raymond Patch this morning, everybody can't stand up here and lead singing. Amen. Don't even try. Amen. Okay, I want to sing. If you can't sing, don't try to lead sing. That's not your gift. Don't be mad. God just didn't give you that. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, some of us try to fight God. You know, don't fight God. Well, I sound good in the shower, but you don't. Yeah. I remember. Most of you know I play sports, my older brother Anthony. You know, it just seemed like he was more of a natural athlete. And I used to try to keep up with him with everything, and he just, you know, he'd catch and I would try to catch. He'd run, I'd try to run, and we would race. He was just a year older than me. We would race. Boy, I'm gonna beat him this time. And I'd be trying to race, and I'm talking about as hard as I try. And sometimes we'd be racing, and he'd be leading me, and he would look back and kind of smile at me and say, and I'd be, and I, you know what? I never, ever could beat him. It bothered me for a while, Frank, till I recognized. Ain't nothing I can do. And I said, I need to try to use what God gave me. Amen, somebody. What are you saying, Brother Gary? See, listen, embrace your gift. Yeah, embrace it. Listen to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. 1 Peter 4, verse 10. As each one has received a special gift, employ it or work it in serving one another as good stewards, good managers, listen, of the manifold or the many-sided of the manifold grace of God. Don't be jealous of people. Yeah, don't be jealous. You know, I'm going to tell you something else. Some folks have higher intellect. Do I need to say it plainer? some folks are, and I'm not saying, now we you know, don't be lazy. Don't say, well, I'm not smart, so I'm not going to study. No, no, you can learn as much we can learn. But some folks have the capacity to learn things faster, to remember things, to quote things, to memorize numbers. Some of us, I could call out a number. I remember last time I did it, I called out some wild equation, and a little boy walked up to me at the church. I'm not going to do it today. He walked up to me at the church, gave me the answer. I mean, had the answer on a piece of paper. He said, "Brother, I knew that as soon as you said it." And you know, some of us, we stay awake at night being envious and jealous of individuals who've been given these gifts, but just use what God has given. But now, this is the thing. Recognize that whatever gift we have, it comes from God. That's the grace of God. Amen, somebody. Yeah. Now, we ought to work. We ought to develop what God has given us. And I believe a person can absolutely lose their gift if not developing. But understanding where this grace comes from. Grace, universal grace has been extended to every person. But Lord have mercy, why has every person not taken advantage of God's grace? Yeah. Now this is where it gets serious. I'm going to try to lay in this. Is that grace can be rejected and grace can be nullified. The passage I read in your hearing earlier, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1, and working together with him, we also urge you not to receive the grace of God in vain. This is to us. This is to the saints in here right now. And I know I'm preaching to the choir, if you will. But I would imagine that the majority of individuals in here right now have already received the grace of God. Now, you've received it. You've been taught it. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You understand what it is. You understand through the gospel message. Jesus came. He lived. He died on the cross for all of our sins. And if we be faithful unto death, he'll give us a crown of righteousness. You understand that. You've been taught it, and you have obeyed. We're going to extend invitation in just a second. We're going to give you an opportunity. If you have not received the grace of God in the way that they did in the Bible, you can receive it, and you complete your obedience. For instance, the Bible tells us in the book of Genesis that Noah found favor or grace with God. Now, this is before he built the ark. He found favor with God, but Noah had to complete that. He had to, in order to fully receive this grace, he had to build that ark so his whole family would be saved. So the grace of God must be obeyed. And you got to keep it to the end. And then now, so what are you saying, Brother Gary? You have received the grace of God, but don't receive the grace of God, the word vain, where it can no longer count for anything. We can receive it in vain. God has been good to us. We've obeyed the gospel. And now we start making these crazy decisions to negate the grace of God. And I want to read a couple of passages to drive this home. See, listen to Galatians chapter 5, verse 4. Because there are those who teach a wonderful message of mercy and grace. And God is merciful and he is gracious. But listen, we don't want to overrule God's grace. We don't want to receive it in vain. And don't you think because God's grace has been extended to you that it cannot, it can